The end is near, and you only have time to listen to one song, or maybe even a list of songs, one final time. Which ones are you going to choose?
Well, we always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, it doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
Hey, it's Doc, and welcome to another solo edition of the Oddcast. It's been a while for me, and I thought we could do something a little interesting here. If you're looking at the title of this episode, yes, it's exactly what you think it is. We're talking about my deathbed playlist. Now, when I say that, I mean just that. The scenario is my time on this earth is coming to an end very soon. I know it's coming. And really, all I want you to do is to put some headphones on me, put this playlist on, just hit play, and let your boy peace out of here. Now, we don't have time for me to go over every single song that is on my particular playlist. I'm just going to be doing some of them. But really, the only qualification for a deathbed playlist is that if it is the last song that I hear, I close my eyes and the world fades out and that's it for me, I'm good with that being the last song that I hear. This also serves as a great way for y'all to get a little insight into me, because people get questions. The fact that I don't really talk all that much on the regular Bob and Sherry show, and people are curious to find out more things about me. And congratulations, you're going to get a little bit of insight to me that a lot of people do that. Well, pretty much no one except for like my sisters have. And that's the type of music that I listen to that's not radio related. Because that's really a thing that nobody over the course of my lifetime has ever really asked. Now, I know longtime listeners of Bob and Sherry, you're very familiar with the type of music that Bob and Sherry and Max all listen to and enjoy. And I'll be very frank in saying that even though I am familiar with a lot of those artists, I did not grow up listening to Elvis or the Beatles or Elton John or the Rolling Stones, Dolly Parton, any of that stuff. I'm a black guy who's on the older end of the millennial demographic, so I grew up in the 90s, and I also grew up in a household where, and you'll see in my list, a huge chunk of my list are songs that my dad played when I was growing up. He had a big record collection, and he was not shy about playing music a lot. I'm talking about stuff like this. This is one of my top three favorite songs of all time. It's always been a top three. It is always going to be a top three. You may or may not know this artist. He's just some guy who happens to go by the name of Michael Jackson. This song is called Burn This Disco Out. It's the last song on his Off the Wall album. And this song, hearing this song for the very first time, is one of the first memories that I can recall as a human being. Like, I was a toddler when I first heard this song, and somehow I still remember that experience. We're going to be jumping back and forth through time in this Oddcast. So we go from me being a toddler, listening to Michael Jackson, and now skipping to the year 2000, where I'm a teenager, during one of the greatest eras of R&B, and when you had a crush on a girl and you wanted to make her a mixtape, you had to sit by the radio for hours waiting for those perfect songs to come on so that you could record them. And you better believe this song was going to be on there. It's Donnell Jones' You Know What's Up.
Ooh, girl, you know what's up.
The song sounds so smooth to me. And by the way, that crush that I had at the time the song was big, I think it was somewhere around my junior year of high school. Just like all the crushes before and all the crushes since, it definitely did not work out. It did not work out at all. But yeah, this song is still burned in my memory, and it still reminds me of that time. You know, we take for granted nowadays how easy it is to access music. Like, you can literally just search on your phone, hit a button, and download a song. It was difficult to be able to get music that you can listen to on your own time unless you had the money to buy cassette tapes and CD players. And it was also the only way to be able to get your own music that didn't involve putting your computer at risk of a slew of viruses because you decided to download some weird files on Napster or Kazaa or Morpheus or any of those other file sharing websites that started popping up in the early 2000s. I think I can sneak one more song in here before I pause. If you are black, then I'm pretty sure it's required that you have to know this song.
Do you feel the same way too?
The name of this song is called Tell Me If You Still Care. It's by the SOS Band. And this is the type of song that you're driving along, you roll down the windows, and you sing it as loudly as humanly possible. And it's pretty fitting to have a song on a deathbed playlist called Tell Me If You Still Care. We're going to pause for a moment. This is Doc's deathbed playlist on the Oddcast. Songs that I would love to hear one final time. And I know that you have a list of songs that you absolutely love that you wouldn't mind hearing one final time. And I want to hear about your list. Share them with us. You can share them on the Bob and Sherry Facebook or just email us hello@bobandsherry.com or just leave us a talk back in the Bob and Sherry app.
What is only $4.99 a month but gives you such pleasure? That would be the Bob and Sherry Premium. Exclusive content from the show, including our classic chat room calls and best of CDs. You'll get behind the scenes photos and videos of not only us, but our listeners. It's a lot of fun. Just $4.99 a month. And the website to get all of this is bobandsherry.com/premium.
Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. You can't go running with your feet off the ground. There are times when you just need a song that's upbeat and uplifting and says, hey, we know life is tough, but keep your head up anyway. And this is that song for me. It's called Are You Living by a group called The Gap Band. And this is one of the songs I heard a lot growing up as a kid, for sure. So this next song is an R&B song from the late 1980s that I didn't really love until just a couple of years ago, and I'll explain why in just a moment, but just take a listen to this real quick. The song is called Peace of My Love by God. So I've come to the realization that I have a fascination with songs about love that don't sound how you think they would sound. Like this song here sounds like a love song. The melody sounds love songy. The chorus, you can have a piece of my love. But then when you listen to the lead singer, his name's Aaron Hall, when you hear him singing his verses, he's a toxic dude who cannot fully commit to this woman that he's singing to, but he still wants her to come over so that they can get it on. And I'm not really sure why, but I just love the idea of a song that sounds like a love song, but isn't, or a very catchy, fun, upbeat song that's actually about heartbreak. I could not build a single playlist. Doesn't matter if it's a deathbed playlist or a workout playlist or just a we need to go to the grocery store playlist. Every list is going to have something from Earth, Wind, and Fire on it for me. My deathbed playlist has a bunch of Earth, Wind, and Fire songs on it. And the hardest part is trying to figure out which one to feature here. So I just closed my eyes and picked this one. This song is called In the Stone, and similar to the song I played from the Gap Band earlier, Are You Living? It's one of those uplifting songs. It's like all about finding your own inner strength. So anytime I need to get myself hyped up for something, this has long been one of my go-to songs. The next song I want to share with you from my deathbed playlist is a pretty interesting one. It's actually an instrumental from a group called The Crusaders, and the title of this song is called Fairy Tales. If there's one thing that I learned from all of the music that my dad exposed to me growing up, is that songs don't need lyrics in order to be good. Like, there is so much nuance and detail in the melody just by itself. I love mentally honing in. Like, my brain, I don't know if I'm alone in this, but my brain has the ability to separate the instruments within a song and hear the individual elements playing. So it's really fun to go listen to a song and then kind of be able to pick out the bass line, the piano, the horns, the drums, and various other elements that get snuck into the song or that are kind of buried within the song that you don't really notice if you're just listening casually. I am currently recording this Oddcast around golden hours, that time of day where the sun's at a certain place in the sky and it's just casting this beautiful golden light on everything in sight. I absolutely love it. It's just my favorite time of the day. And it's awesome when I have to do something that requires me to drive during this time of day because I love putting on this playlist and just vibing out to the songs that I love, man. And songs like this put me in my feels all day, every day. There's only really like a handful of rap songs that are on my playlist, but this is definitely one of my favorites. It's by the rapper Drake. It's called Weston Road Flows.
The only thing I did to end up here was put to work in and did it with a purpose. Used to have secret handshakes to confirm my friendships. Nowadays, they just shaking my hand to hide the tension. A lot of people just hit me up when my name is mentioned. Shout out to KD, we relate, we get the same attention.
I'm a huge fan of the TV show Degrassi, and Drake was on Degrassi long time ago in the early 2000s. And I've been following him since then because he started his rap career while he was on the show. And one of the things I think he's been pretty good at over the course of many years is finding older songs to sample and then turning those things into really good beats for his songs. He sampled a 1990s Mary J. Blige song for this. And the point I want to make is when it comes to TVs and movies, reboots and remakes are just, it's just tiring because, you know, the people in charge of doing those things, they see an idea works and then they just take it and run it into the absolute ground until people are tired of it. But personally, I never feel that way at all when it comes to music and artists sampling other artists. There's a really awesome website you can check out if you don't know about it. It's called whosampled.com. It's whosampled.com. You can go there and you can type in whatever artist, whatever song you're looking for, and it'll give you the history of what songs may have covered that song or what songs have sampled that song or if that song itself has sampled an older song from decades before. Song is Watching You by Slave, and you just heard part of it. If your head wasn't bopping, if the toes weren't tapping, and the booty wasn't shaking, I think we may need to hurry and get you to a hospital to make sure that you have a pulse. When they say get funky with it, this is what they talk about. So I'm talking Soul Train level funk here, and this is the kind of funky music that I will forever rock with. If you're somebody who loves The Voice and have watched it pretty religiously, and you watched it a long time ago, I'm talking like 10 plus years ago, see if you recognize this voice.
Did I mention that I love you so? And I just want the world to know. If I could, you know I would write your name across the sky.
The song is called Crazy. It's by Javier Colon. And Javier was actually on The Voice like 12 or 13 years ago. He ended up winning his season of The Voice. And I didn't really follow the show all that much when it was on back then. So I just so happened to see that the finale had happened and that Javier had won. And I was completely baffled by the fact that he won and that he was just on the show at all. Because he had released this song back in 2005. It even made it to the radio. The song is awesome, hence the reason why it's on my deathbed playlist. He has an absolutely incredible voice. How is this dude not a superstar? I need the universe to explain this to me because the math is just not mathing here. But anyway, we're not really trying to get romantically involved with anybody or get long-term romantic crushes on people. But when I do have those brief, momentary lapses in emotional weakness, this is the song that I'm playing on an endless loop.
I don't know what to do. I'm so in love with you, baby. Yeah.
If you're wondering, the answer is yes. Doc's deathbed playlist contains music from the greatest boy band in the history of boy bands. I'm not talking about the New Kids on the Block. I'm not talking about those boys from the back streets. I need you and me to be in sync on this debate.
Don't be afraid, 'cause girl, I'm scared too. But I gotta have you. Gonna love you day and night. Yes, I'll treat you right.
Called I Just Want to Be With You. It is my favorite NSYNC song ever. I have loved NSYNC since I was like 16 or 17. You know, my sister had all of the NSYNC CDs. I think I stole one of them. My dad and I had to travel to St. Louis for some reason. And I took the NSYNC CD that has this song, and I played it nonstop all the way there and all the way back. And yes, I did know all of the dances to like Bye 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 and It's Gonna Be Me. Let me go ahead and put this out into the universe. NSYNC, if you are listening, I'm going to need you to stop messing around. Give us the reunion tour. If I leave this earth without an NSYNC reunion tour, I'm coming back and I'm haunting everybody. Not just everybody from NSYNC, everybody, everybody on earth. I will be an absolute menace. The next two songs on this playlist of mine are connected because earlier I was talking about how I enjoy it when artists are able to sample older songs. And this first song is the original. And then the second song, which was produced 17 years later, samples the first song and actually ended up being pretty popular in its own right.
I've been thinking about you for quite a while. You're on my mind every day and every night. My every thought is you. Things you do seem so satisfying to me. I must confess it, girl. Ooh, and I like it.
It's called I Like It by DeBarge. I absolutely love the piano in the song. I don't know how to explain it except for the fact that it sounds dreamy to me. And then almost two decades later, a rapper named Warren G decided to create a song with this beat called I Want It All, and it is one of my favorite windows down cruising on the highway songs.
I want it all. Money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains, and champagne. Shit, every damn thing. I want it all. Houses, expenses, my own business, a truck, and a couple of bits. I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers, and I'm balling every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all, 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 all. I want it all, 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 all. They say that.
So we have reached the point in this podcast where I have nothing useful to say to introduce this song here, except that this is my favorite song of all time. The song is called Number One by Patrice Rushen. It is an instrumental, and this is the extent of the song. It's instrumentals going hard and the occasional da-da-da. Like, that's it. If you're asking me why this is my favorite, I don't know. I did not choose the song. The song chose me. I promise you the torture of this deathbed playlist of mine is almost over. I only have three songs left that I would like to share with you. This one is completely out of the blue compared to like 99% of all the other songs on the list. It's from a group called the 1975. It's called She's American.
If she likes it, this is just a
even a concert person because I'm an introvert and I really don't want to leave my house or deal with people unless I have to. But this song single-handedly made me go buy a concert ticket to go see them perform this song live.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around.
I Get Around, my favorite Tupac song, or as Meemaw Sherry would call him, Tupac. Have you ever had a parent who they basically only listen to like older music or the music that they grew up with, but then they'll like discover new music and they'll discover like one artist and they just listen to that one artist and that's about it? That was my dad with Tupac for many a years when I was growing up as a kid. This big old record collection of old school classics, and then he had the Tupac cassette tapes that he would also listen to as well. And that was it. And we are at the final song that I want to share with you from my deathbed playlist. If Patrice Rushen's Number One is my number one song of all time, and Michael Jackson Burned This Disco Out, I'm going to say right now it's at number three. The number two would be this song, Peg from Steely Dan. Steely Dan was one of those groups that in our house, when you put the album on, you play in the whole album beginning to end. My parents love Steely Dan so much that they actually named one of my sisters after this album. My top three Steely Dan songs are Peg, Time Out of Mind, and Black Cow.
Just when it seems so
there are plenty more songs on my deathbed playlist, but I think you've suffered enough. If you have not thought about creating a playlist like this and instructing somebody to put the headphones on and hit play for you when the time comes, you need to do it. You will not regret doing it whatsoever. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Oddcast. New episodes are on Mondays. Then we have Talking Lamar on Fridays. For all of your Bob and Sherry needs, you can go to bobandsherry.com. We'll catch you next time on the Oddcast.
Thank you so much for listening to the Oddcast, Talking Lamar, and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.